Inside the studios here of AM 930 WEOL in downtown Elyria. But you know what? We can get used to this sunshine because that means it's baseball weather that's not all that too far off in the distant future for us. And anytime you're talking baseball, you know, you're talking Lake Erie Crusher baseball over in Avon. I'll be there for another summer. Looking forward to it. Should be a blast. There's actually a game going on right now.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We can get confirmation on that with Tom Kramick, co-owner of the Crushers, as he joins us right now on the hotline. Mr. Kramick, how are you, sir?
Well, you know, this is the highlight of my day because I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, right. Got any other fibs that you could pull out of the hat for us? I mean, you know,
come on.
You're enjoying.
This is the best part of my day right here.
You're enjoying some baseball out there right now. I know there's a high school game happening out there and Elyria Catholic, St. Ed's having at it. And that's kind of like the first glimpse into the baseball season. The high school kids are out there playing. And boy, it won't be long, my friend. We're looking at what, 5-6 weeks before the greatest show on turf hits the ground running?
Friday, May 10th, we open the doors, and it can't get here soon enough. You know, I talk about this every year, and once the major league guys start, then you really start to get itchy. It's like, okay, come on, you know, the Tribe's playing. Let's get some games in our ballpark, and we've had high school baseball going on for almost a month now, and that also sort of gets your blood going. Like, okay, and in about 2.5 weeks. Our guys are going to show up for spring training. They'll show up that week. I think it's the 22nd, 23rd of April. Well, about 2 weeks of spring training, and then we're off and running.
Well, yeah, because the Frontier League tryout camp over in Joliet's right around the same time that you start the official training camp, correct?
Correct, yeah. They're doing, you know, Easter is so late this year, late April. And they've moved the tryout camp back to a Tuesday, Wednesday, because people have the Easter holiday. But, yeah, that's when we're going to start, and we're going to get after it. So,
very nice. A couple weeks away from training camp beginning, always a very exciting time. And I was going to ask you about this. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but the official beginning of the season for the men of Crush is actually a random Thursday before opening up a brand new series the very next day, the home opener that following Friday. Why did the single game in Florence before starting a brand new series the next day?
The Florence Freedom called us, and we are scheduled to go down there that weekend after the 4th, Friday the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, and they want to open that Thursday night at home. And they asked us if we would come down and play a single game, you know, a one-game series. And so we're going to go down there Thursday night, open the season, then turn around and come back.
Not a terrible trip. 5 hours on bus. You could probably get there a little faster if you're using a different vehicle and you push it and maybe don't see any law enforcement vehicles on the way down there. But not a bad way.
Oh, we would never do that.
No, not at all. Not
never.
At all. Not
never.
At all. Yeah, not at all. But no, that's going to be an interesting way to start the year. Very different, to say the least, because you play one game against a team, and then you come home and you start a brand new series the next day. But I saw that in the schedule. I thought, boy, that's interesting. And, you know, speaking of interesting, you guys are going to do something similar to what you did a year ago with Travis Hafner signing a one-day contract playing in one game. How did you guys land Coco Crisp and get him to do the same thing?
You know, Hafner was such a huge hit last year and went over so well. We thought, we got to do this again. So we started looking around, sort of combing the Tribe archives to see who were the fan favorites and who they would really like to see. And Coco popped up, and we talked to a lot of local people, and we got a lot of good feedback. So we reached out, and he was open to the idea. You know, a lot of guys are open to the idea of coming and playing a charity softball game. But, you know, to ask a guy who's been retired for a couple of years to step back in. Now, granted, it's the Frontier League. It's not the majors. But our guys are throwing 90 miles an hour. And those guys haven't seen that in a long time. But Coco was game for it. He's excited to come back and you know, put the uniform on and take a couple of hacks at Springer Stadium.
Is that an opportunity, too, for players to kind of pick his mind, especially a position player like Coco Crisp was?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he'll be there all day. He's going to take batting practice with our guys. He will be in the clubhouse with our guys. And Travis was great last year, and I'm sure Coco will be great this year. I mean, he's been there. he's been to the promised land where all our guys are trying to go and, you know, sharing some insights and some wisdom. It can only benefit our players, and it's just such a great time for the fans.
Sure. You mentioned something a few minutes ago I want to go back to. You talked about how, you know, like you convince guys to come play in a charity softball game. You know, certainly it's a big deal, but it's not as big of a deal or not as big of a sell when you're asking these guys to step in there in front of thousands of people and face live pitching. Because, you know, guys will tell you, look, there's a certain degree of humility involved if you swing and you miss against guys that everybody in the general public expects you to dominate. But it's just not that easy because you step in there, you see live pitching. In this case, for a guy like Coco Crisp, it's been a couple of years. Is it a tougher sell initially to try and convince these guys? At the end of the day, they're doing it for all the right reasons and they love it. But can it be a difficult sell at times to get a guy like that to do it?
Oh, absolutely. And we did talk to some other folks, and they're like, hey, I'll come swing a softball bat, you know, when a guy's throwing it in their slow pitch. But I haven't hit live, you know, pitching in 5, 7 years, 10 years, and I'm not in shape, and I'm not going to go out there and embarrass myself. These guys have a tremendous amount of pride, and they're not going to do anything that they don't feel comfortable doing. So, it is a bit of a tricky sell.
Which is interesting because I think especially for a guy like Coco Crisp, you know, having Travis Hafner, there's the allure of a guy with all those grand slams. And, you know, he was one of those guys back in the 2000s. I think everybody kind of got behind Coco Crisp. Is such a likable personality, I think, in many ways, kind of underrated because, you know, you go back a few years, he was a big part of the Indians' success in 2016 when they were a game away from winning the World Series. And obviously, just very, very different players. And I think they each offer something a little bit different. But the one thing that Coco Crisp can offer that Travis Hafner maybe couldn't is advice to these guys of playing in pressure-packed situations. This is a guy that's been not only to the playoffs, but, Tom, he's played in a couple of fall classics.
Right. I mean, he won a World Series in Boston. So, you know, he's been there. He's been in those pressure situations. He played, what was it, 15 years in the bigs?
Yeah.
Something like that with multiple teams. He's been in a lot of different clubhouses, a lot of different environments, different cities. So that guy has just such a tremendous wealth of knowledge that he can impart to our guys that they, like I said, they can't help but benefit from just spending a day with him. You know, Travis, I remember last year, he was standing around a batting cage when our guys were hitting, and he's giving them tips, you know, don't drop your shoulder, you know, keep your left elbow in, that kind of stuff. And I'm sure Coco will be the same this year. You know, they're just trying to give back to guys who are chasing the dream they've achieved.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, certainly looking forward to it. It's early on in August, so everybody's excited to see Coco Crisp play in a Lake Erie Crusher uniform. Should be a lot of fun. I want to touch on something very quickly here. Matt Douglas is all excited about it because he loves country music. You guys are going to celebrate the 4th of July with a homestand midweek, and then as soon as the team hits the road again, you're going to get your cowboy boots on, and you're going to have all kinds of fun down there with this country music festival, aren't you?
Oh, it's going to be a great time. We've got Old Dominion coming in. We've got Lee Bryce coming in. You know, we got Colt Ford coming in, a couple others. It's going to be a great day. It's Friday, July 5th. It's out at the ballpark. Tickets are available on eTix right now. You know, they're expecting somewhere between 10 and 15,000 people out at the ballpark. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we've been talking about concerts since we got here, and we just haven't been able to find the right group and the right people to work with. But we're working with 614 Events. These are the guys who have been involved in the Bash by the Bay up in the islands over the past few years. And to get Old Dominion and Lee Bryce and Colt Ford and Brandon Lay, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think the beauty of this, Tom, as you mentioned, I mean, it hits on that 4th of July weekend, so folks kind of have that time off anyway, and then this is kind of like an all-day event here. I mean, you've got great music going from start to finish with Old Dominion as the main show there at the end.
Right. I think they're planning to open the gates at 2 o'clock, and it's going to go till about 10 o'clock that night.
That's awesome.
You know, all we can hope for is blue sky. I'm sure July 5th, there probably won't be a lot of people at work. I'm just guessing there. I know you guys will be slaving away behind the console and the microphone, but there may be a few people who happen to take that day off of work, and we're just giving them a good reason to.
Yeah, I might just be one of those folks headed down to just bring your
seat
in there.
You just built in an excuse for Matt Douglas. So if you're not doing anything on July 5th, my friend, I might need a co-host that day since Douglas now has an excuse. Hopefully the big
Absolutely.
Boss isn't listening right now. Because
I think
he knows.
I'm busy that day. I think I got to do something that day.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it is, but I think I'm committed elsewhere.
I might need to borrow you from 3 to 6 that day just to see, just to kind of get you in here and get you away from the ballpark for a few minutes. But
I can call in from the front of the stage if you want. It might be kind of loud. You might have trouble hearing me, but I'll give it a shot.
Great minds think alike. I was just about to say the same thing. I'll do live updates from there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, live updates. Yeah. Yeah. Douglas on one side of the stage, Kramig on the other side of the
stage.
We'll give you both perspectives.
Great idea. I think that sounds phenomenal.
Boy, how nice of you, willing to fall on your sword. No, that's such a great offer. Well, you guys have the...
You know, I'm a giver, Bull.
You
that's
are.
I'm, here for you.
I'm aware. Everybody wants to know, what are the new hot things going on at the ballpark this season? The promotional schedule's out there as well. What are some of the highlights this year?
Well, we're doing a fan fest this year. We're doing it on that Saturday, May the 4th, before the season kicks off. We've got an exhibition game that Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we're really trying to invite the fans out. We're going to have players up on the concourse. We're going to have the kids open for free. The whole thing's free. So you can come in and watch free baseball. You can get an autograph. Your kids can go out in the kid zone. We're going to open the indoor batting cage. So if they want to take some swings, they can do that. It's going to be a great afternoon. So Saturday, May 4th, I think we're going to open the gates about 1 o'clock. Mark that on your calendar. That'll be fun. Some of the new things we're doing this year. We're doing a classic car bike night. I think that's coming up in August. I don't have the date in front of me. We're going to do a couple of Saturday night movies after the baseball game. We're going to set up a screen on the field and have some movies for the kids, some real fan-friendly, family-friendly type stuff. And then we've got a lot of old favorites coming back. You know, we're going to do Christmas in July, and we're going to do Pack the Park Pink and Star Wars and Super Splash Day, and we're going to do a tribute to the Buckeyes in August. We're giving away a Coco Crisp bobblehead in June this year to sort of help promote that game. But we got a lot of fun stuff planned this year. It's going to be a lot of fun out at the ballpark. And then we've got our craft beer festival in June and our Legends game, which I know will be the highlight of Bull summer if he doesn't get hurt. In July.
I don't remember signing a waiver last year, and I came away with a real tight hamstring at the end of it, so I'm going to have my people talk to your people, but that's going to be a heck of a lot.
Oh, you're signing a waiver. If there's anybody who's a candidate to pull something out there, you're in the top three.
I tried stretching for 20 minutes before going out there just because I didn't want to pull anything. And then Kramig came racing down the concourse saying, hey, wait. Before you even stretch, you need to sign this waiver because I know how fragile you are. And even if you stretch, you still might get hurt. But, you know, that Elk Hitting Aside is such a fun event. It really is awesome. And I was telling you about this, I think, a couple days after it last year. But, you know, you guys set that up so well because if you buy a VIP ticket, it is just so worth it because you get a chance to mix and mingle with all the legends up on the concourse, up on the suites as well. And I remember seeing an old college buddy of mine last year doing that whole mingling process. And he looked at me and he said, wait, what are you doing here? And I said, well, believe it or not, I'm actually playing in this game. And he goes, you got to be kidding me, man. This is great. This is so awesome. I can't wait for the game. But, like, I get a chance to hang out with, like, all my childhood heroes up here. And I thought, boy, here's like a 35, 40-year-old man going crazy about this VIP experience. But, you know, at the end of each one of the first two games that you guys have put on, it seems like you get that reaction from just about everybody.
You know, it's amazing the reaction we get. I mean, we started this a couple of years ago, and people just love it. They're just, you know, they've watched these guys over the years. They watch Joe Thomas. They watch Kevin Mack. They watch Kosar and Golic and Carlos Baerga. And you know, when you watch them on TV or at the big stadiums downtown, you're so far away and you don't really get that up-close feel. But to hang out and share a burger with them before the game or get an autograph and really spend a good 15, 20 minutes talking to one of those guys. It is such a treat. And I got to tell you, we have been so grateful. The guys have been so great in giving of their time, and they seem to enjoy it just as much as the fans do.
Yeah, and that's another huge takeaway also. I know last year when you were bringing guys through, Kevin Mack seemed like one of those guys that just had a great time because all these old Browns fans from the 80s are coming out sharing their stories with him. You know, Len Barker, I think every single year the list grows, I think, 4.5 billion people now were inside Cleveland Stadium when he threw that perfect game.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Some of them were born after the fact, but they were at that game.
Yeah, right. It's funny because he always tells that story. It seems like that number just grows and grows and grows, but you could tell those guys just kind of love being a part of the action. And, you know, about how far in advance do you guys start planning out who some of the legends are going to be?
Oh, we're already knee deep into it, and I got to tell you, our big name this year, I can't release it yet because we haven't quite finalized the deal. But I'll just say the Legends game, it's going to be a party this year.
Nice, nice, very nice. So when that becomes official, we'll have you on again because I cannot wait for that to become official. Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Yep.
All right, well, you guys also have a couple things I want to get into here as far as the Frontier League is concerned. Now, in the past, it had been talked about, you know, maybe some leagues coming together to play some games. That's not going to happen, but you guys are actually joining forces with another independent league for the All-Star festivities this year.
That's correct. The Can-Am League, which is based up in the Northeast, there are three teams in the Northeast and three teams just across the border in Canada. Six-team independent league, they approached us in the offseason and said, how about we have an All-Star game where we play each other? And the roster rules are a little different. The leagues are a little different, but we thought that's a great idea. It helps both leagues. It serves both causes. You know, you get to play somebody different. You get to play somebody who you're not facing 10, 15 times a year during your regular season. So we said, absolutely. We're going up to Rockland, New York. Our All-Star game is the night after the big game downtown. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the kids will really enjoy playing in a different ballpark that they're not in on a regular basis and playing against some guys. The Can-Am League does not have the age limit rules that we have in the Frontier League. So there's some former major league guys in there. I know Matt Latos was in that league, if not last year, the year before. They've got some guys with a little more experience and a little more, gray around the temple, so to speak, but our young kids are just as hungry and they're going to go up there and try and bring it home for the Frontier League.
And I think that'll be a really cool experience for a lot of these guys in the Frontier League, trying to catch the eye of not only other professional scouts, but, you know, a lot of other guys too in that Can-Am League, and those are eyes they wouldn't be able to open without this All-Star opportunity. So that should be a heck of a lot of fun.
All right, and we heard from scouts on this saying, hey, it's a great idea because normally that Can-Am game is going on around the same time as ours, and it's like, we can't get to both. So you bring the best from the Can-Am League and the best from the Frontier League and put them on one field, and we will have a lot of Major League scouts there at that game looking to sign guys.
Yeah, no question about that. That's a really cool opportunity. Well, Tom, a pleasure as always, my friend. We always enjoy having you on, and we'll definitely do this again as we get closer to opening day.
Hey, Bull, I got one more thing real quick.
Sure.
You know, in the two of the 3 years I've been here, we've missed the playoffs by a half game on the last day of the season. So we've got a surefire plan this year to make sure we're going to get to the playoffs.
Okay.
We are moving you from one radio booth to another. If that doesn't turn the trick, I don't know what is.
You know,
people in baseball seem to be superstitious, but to me it just makes baseball sense to get you out of the booth you've been in for the last 3 years when we haven't made the playoffs, to move you across to the other press box. I mean, Matt, don't you think that's got to turn the trick?
It makes sense to me. I'm a little worried for Bull. He's a creature of habit. He takes his walk every day at the same time and everything else. But I think you have to do it here, Tom.
I'm okay with that idea.
You got to shake it up.
Yeah.
You do. And I like that. I think I've put my stamp on that other booth for God only knows how many years now. So it's time I start putting a stamp on a different booth. And you know what? This is probably going to be a gigantic shift that changes everything. I mean, the Crushers might actually clinch a divisional championship by early August. Like, that's the kind of impact this could have.
The one downside to this bowl is you are moving probably a good 20 feet further away from the press box buffet. So, you know, that's going to be an adjustment for you. But I think you're up to it.
I'm quicker than I look. Especially when you when there's a buffet involved, I'm quicker than I look. I'll put it to you that way. I'll find a way to feast. No question about that. Always
Don't
a pleasure.
Pull a hammy.
You know what? There will be no hammies pulled because I'm not signing waivers when I'm calling games. Now, when I'm playing in that softball game, I got to put my Herbie Hancock down on a piece of paper. But I'm calling games. There are no signatures necessary. So there's no coverage there whatsoever. Tom, thank you.
I told you, it's the highlight of my day talking to you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. Tom Kramick with the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, that could change everything, man. Going to a different booth, good stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to stretch to get ready for those runs to the buffet line there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I got to like get those go-go gadget arms going, too.
A little further away,
I got a lot of adjustments.
I was going to say, as you settle in, I'm sure you'll get comfortable and figure out how the whole thing works.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. All right, we are way late for a news break, so we'll get to one now. We'll come back here in just a few minutes to wrap things up here on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Jim Chesko with you.